Erebo Serebol as well. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Kuf Yud. And again, we are at it with the Shadim and black magic and sorcery stuff. We had been talking about Zugos, the danger of doing things in pairs. And we're going to talk a lot more about that today as well. So we're on the top of Kuf Yud, Amud Aleph again. To Shir's B'schus Ravur Shleima for Shir Best for Aleah and for Nami Meira Bas Shoshana Rav Gerezel. So Shar Chole Yisrael. Anyway, we're on the second line here, or the first line rather, of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. And one of the things we had mentioned that a person shouldn't do Zugos, shouldn't do in pairs and in even numbers, is Lo Yaset Tzrachav. A person shouldn't have beer with his wife, Trey, shouldn't do it twice. The Gemara says, Amai, I don't understand. Nimlachu, it's as if he changed his mind. Right, that the person is, when a bia is finished for a male, just biologically, so he is no longer has any taivas, that's what Rashbam says. Right, if you look at Rashbam, Tashmish Rishon Gamra Biyasu, Batal Taivasu, right, he has no more taivas. And when they have bia the second time, so it's considered to be a new bia, right, it should be 1 + 1, it shouldn't be 2. I don't understand. So Amar Abaye says, Hachikomer. No, this is what it means to say, that Lo Yochal Trei, V'yishte Trei, V'lo Yasit Trachav, Afilu Pamachas, meaning you shouldn't have bia with your wife after eating or drinking in Zugos. Right, because Dama Chalish and Misra, because at that point a person is weaker, right? A person is physically weaker after Tashmish. So he is more susceptible to these damaging forces, these potential demons, or shall we say, other spiritual things that may affect him because of the zugos, because of the pairs that made him susceptible. Tanar Rabbanan with another bais. Shosik kiflayim or kfelim damo rosho. If a person drinks in pairs, so his blood is on his own head. Right, it's his fault. Am Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says im hasai. When is that? Bisman shelo ra pnei hashuk. That's only if he didn't go outside in between drinking. So that's considered to be two drinkings. Avo ra pnei hashuk. But if he went outside and he saw the marketplace, right? Meaning it just means he went outside. He had an interruption between the drinkings. Sena rishus biado. Right, then everything is fine. He's allowed to drink twice. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says chazina lei l'Rav Chananya bar Bibi dochol kasa. Right, I saw that he would literally means he ate a cup, but in his stomach he means that he drank a cup. The akol kasa, that after every cup, my bad, have a nafik v'chazi apeshuka, he would go out and see the shuk, right, just to make sure, right, that he wouldn't drink in pairs. V'lo amran, and again, this is only true that drinking in pairs and eating in pairs is dangerous. El latzeis laderech, if you're going on a journey afterwards. Aval beso, but if you're in your own house, so then lo, then it's not dangerous. The shadim are not going to get you there. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira says, v'lishon, if a person is going to sleep afterwards, after eating and drinking in pairs, then kilatzeis laderech dami, that's as if you're going on a journey, and that is similarly dangerous. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, v'latzeis lebeis akisei l'kilatzeis laderech dami, right, and certainly to go to the bathroom is the same thing as going on a journey. Again, their outhouses were outside, right, they had to go to the Beis HaMarchatz, etc., to the outhouse, so that was similar to going on the road, right, there weren't so many people around, right, susceptible perhaps to demons lurking in those areas. Ubeveso, lo, the Gemara says, one second, it's not dangerous to stay in your house after eating and drinking in Zugos. Va'arava, mani kashuri, Rava, what's it called, would make sure he would count the kashuri, the money is to count, and kashuri are the beams of his house, meaning he would keep track of how many cups he drank, how many cups he's had, by counting the beams of his house, meaning to make sure that he stayed on number. Rabbiya kishasi chad kasa, when Abaye would drink one cup, so manki le ime trei kasi. Betrei biyode, his mother, and we pointed out several times already in this Daf Yomi cycle, that Abaye, his mother passed away in childbirth, and he had a woman who raised him, right? Amr li aim, right? There are a bunch of Gemaras that Abaye says that his mother told him a bunch of things. It's talking about the woman who raised him. So either way, his mother would immediately bring him two more cups after he had one cup, right? I.e. to make sure he stayed on an odd number. For Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, you have a shasi trei kasi, and the opposite, right? Not the opposite, but the similar case, when Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak drank two cups, smanke le shamei chad kasa, right? His shamash, his servants, would bring another cup just to make sure. But chad kasa, if he would drink one cup, so mankadli trei kasa, he would give true, he would bring him two cups, right? Betrei yodi in both his hands. So we see that when they're, again, it doesn't say anything about going outside, right? It seems that these rabbanim were in their houses. So what's the deal? Is it dangerous to stay in your house or not? So it says, yeah, adam chashuv shiny. If a person is chashuv, so then the demons kind of try and get him, v'marashach, right? So then, regardless of where he is, right, people, I guess the demons are always looking out to get them. Amar, Ula says, Asara kosos ein be'em mishum zugos. Now we're going to see that this concept of zugos, kind of the danger of zugos, diminished throughout the generations, and it started going down. Now, we had, again, introduced yesterday that any even number is no good, but hey, we're going to see that already. And already there was limitations on that, and certainly nowadays, it seems maybe that towards the end of the Gemara, perhaps the Maskana is that two is a problem, but maybe four and six are no longer a problem. Let's see exactly what's going on. Amar Ula says, Asar Kosos in Behemishum Zugos. Right? If you get up to 10, that's not a problem of Zugos. Ula Tameh, this is Ula Shiva, Damar Ula, Vamri Libim Masnizan Tane, either Ula said it or was taught in the Mishnah or Baisa, whatever. Asar Kosos Tiknu Chachamim Bebes Avel. Originally, right, there were 10 cups of wine that were established, right, that happened in a base Avel. That was, again, established to try and help ease the pain and try and help the Avel cope, right? It's a misnomer that an Avel is not allowed to drink wine. It's an Oni that's not allowed to drink wine. But basically that was, part of, during the meal and one afterwards, right? Chazal, there was a whole, the Gemara and Ksubas lays that out, that there was a whole procedure there for a base Avel. So meaning there were 10 cups, though. That was the important point here for us, for our purposes, that there were 10 cups. If you tell me that 10 cups are dangerous, so Rabbanan v'tiknu milsu dasi l'disakana. So it's impossible that the Rabbanan would be metakein something that might lead to a danger. So therefore, 10 is not a problem, according to, who is it? Ula? Yeah, Ula. Amar aval timnia, but 8, yesh ben mishum zugos, already in Ula's time, 8 was still dangerous. Rav Chisda v'Rav Bar Rav Huna, Damer Tzavayu, Shalom l'tova mitzdarif l'ra lo mitzdarif. What is Shalom? What do you mean peace combines for good and not for bad? So as they explain, what is it, Rashbam? It could be Rashi as well. That we're talking about, if you remember, at the Birkas Kohanim, right? Not so common in Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, right? We do this every day. So if you look at the structure of the Birkas Kohanim, so there are, first bracha is 3 words, the second is 5 words, and this third is 7 words. So the last word of the 7th bracha, right, Shalom, is Shalom. So when he says Shalom, he means it's corresponding to the 7th cup. Right? The 7th cup only combines for good and does not combine for bad, meaning, right, you're not going to end up, if you drink 8 cups, the 7th doesn't count, so it doesn't combine for bad, therefore 8 is not a problem. Aval Shisa, but 6 cups, Yesh Be'em Shem Zugos, that still, according to Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, was still a problem. 6 was still a problem in their days. Rabbi Bar Rav Yosef, Rabbis and Rav Yosef said, no, Vichuneka, right, again, the 5th cup, right, the 5th bracha, right, again, because the second line, the second bracha in Birkas Kohanim has 5 words, and Vichuneka is the last one. So the 5th cup is Latov Mitzdarif L'ra Lo Mitzdarif, only combines for good. So already you see that 6 is not a problem, because the 5th cup is not going to be one of the cups. If you have 6 cups, it's really only at 5, right? It's not going to be a problem. Aval Arba, but if you have 4, then Yesh Ben Mishum Zugos, that's a danger of Zugos. And then finally, right, Abai Verava Damer Tavayu, you can imagine what's coming, right? Vish Merecha, right? That's the third word in the first bracha. That's the third cup is Latova Mitzdarif, Lora Lo Mitzdarif, right? Is only going to combine for good and not for bad, and therefore 4 is a problem. It is no longer a problem, but 2 cups is still Zugos. Ve'azda Rava L'Tamei. This is Rava's Shita. The Rava Afkinu L'Rabanan Ba'arba Kosos, because Rava used to give. The Chevra and his people came over. He used to give them 4 cups. Afagav the Itzik, even though that they would get theoretically they would get damaged from the stomach. If Rava is saying that it's not a problem, right? So then, it's okay. Again, that's exactly his shita. Cut that in the middle. My apologies. Now, Afagav the Itzik Rava Bar Livoy, because Rava Bar Livoy, actually Itzik, he actually was hurt by drinking 4 cups. But Velochash La Lemilsa, the Amar, Rava didn't care about that so much, because he said, Amar Ahu Mishum the Osvan Bepirka Hava. So Rava said, there are 2 ways to understand this, but he got damaged because in the shir that Rava was giving, right, he was mechutza for Rava Bar Levi was attacked him. I kind of said a shir, said that he was wrong, so that's why he got damaged. But in general, Rava would give 4 cups to the chevra who came to learn, came to visit him. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, fascinating. Amar Ali Yosef Shida, Yosef the demon, told me the following, right? Rav Yosef says that Yosef the demon told me the following, that Ashmedai Malka the Shidai, Ashmedai is the legendary king of the Shadim, right? Mamonahu Akulu Zuge, he is in charge of this Zugos thing. Umalka lo Ikrit Mazik, and a king is not a damager. So Mustama, he doesn't bother people for Zugos anymore. Igadamri, some people say no. Lahaiki, so the opposite is true, that Adraba Malka Raschana, Raschanahu, that a king, right, is gets angry. Right, Raschan, right, he actually will go after Zugos without any rhyme or reason. So my deboy of it, because the king, whatever he wants to do, he can do. Shamelech parts gather, lasos l'derech, because the king can knock down a fence to make a road for him to travel through. Vein mochem biado, nobody can stop him. Meaning, Ashmedai is king, and therefore he is able to do whatever he wants, and therefore Zugos is still a problem. Okay, so two ways to understand what Yosef Shida, what Yosef the Shade told Rav Yosef. Amar li Yosef Shida, Yosef the Shade told me, betray Katlinan, barba lo Katlinan. Right, by two, right, again, two is dangerous because the Shadim will kill over Zugos, well, two for two, but by four they won't kill. Barba mazkinan, right, by arba, by four, they will damage people, but betray, maybe show, meaning that's the danger by four, but meaning it's not going to kill, it's just going to damage. Betray by two, baby shogu baby mazid, right? Two, if a person drinks or eats in pairs of two, so whether it was on purpose or by accident, so that's still dangerous. But ba'arba is only dangerous, but mazid in shogu glows. If the person did it on purpose, but not if he did it by accident, right, or with negligence, then the shadim do not get him at four. V'yishtali v'ikri v'nafach, ma'itakante, and if certain person is damaged, what do you do? Let's say he ended up having problems. So linko zakfa didei diemine biadei desmole. A person should take meaning. Let's say a person drank right zugos and he's dangerous and now he's in a situation where he can get harmed. So he should take linking zakfa didei. He should take it didei diemine. He should take his right thumb biadei desmole, put it in his left hand. And the opposite as well. Vizikva the small the other day. Mina, he should take his left hand and put it in his right left thumb and put it in his right hand, meaning kind of collapse, right? The thumbs that are together. Veneim ahachin, you should say asun va'ana ha tlasa. You two, you guys, atem, you and va'ana and I are three. Meaning, he's talking to the shadim. V'ishmile the amar asun v'ana harba. And if he hears the voice saying, no, you and I are four, meaning that there is a danger of zugos here. Nema asun v'ana havechamisha. Say you should say you and I are five, meaning that again we're not an even number here. We're an odd number. V'ishmile the amar asun v'ana hashisa. And then you hear a voice that says you and I are six. Right, you should say, no, we are actually seven. Again, you want to stay off the even number track. Now, apparently there's a story where a guy kept on doing this. He heard a voice. When they got to 101, Upaka Sheda, at that point, the demon burst. Okay, I mean, at that point, it got so frustrating to the Sheda that he burst. All right. Amra Meimar says, Amra li reshtinu denashi kashfine. How do you pronounce this? Kashfanios, the queen of the sorceresses of the witches. She said to him again. This is not necessarily about pairs, but it's about sorcery, black magic that they had back then, perhaps. Haiman depaga b'hu benashim kashfanios. If you meet these witches, so name a haki, you should say chari chamime bedikula, right? Bezaya lefumaycha nashi decharshaya. Which basically means hot feces in the baskets in your mouths. Literally translated, you witches. Karach karachia, may your hair be ripped out of your karach, out of your bald spots. Parach parachaya, and may the bread fly away that you are using for witchcraft. Again, they used to use, I guess, hairs and bread for witchcraft, so let's get rid of that stuff. Okay. It keeps on going a little bit. Ibdur tavlu naichu. Let your tavlin, right? Tavlin is spices. Let your spices be thrown away. Parcha zika lemorika. Chadata, let the wind blow away the spices, the saffron that you're holding. Adinaktinu nashim kashfanios, that you witches are holding. Adichani v'chananchi, lo asisi lego, as long as I had my chain and you had your chain. So wheat, meaning chain, is a bracha, right? Like a chesed that a Kosh Baruch Hu has given to people. So as long as I had that, as long as I had that chesed, so we can't come between each other, we can't find each other, we can't fight each other. I can't fall into your trap. But now that I actually am here, so then perhaps the favor that I have in Shemayim, so apparently has slowed down a little bit. So apparently I was able, right? Meaning the person, that's what a person should say to these witches, as to try and get out of a predicament. But Marava Lokapti Azuge in Eretz Yisrael, they did not care about pears, right? They didn't think it was a big deal. Right, at that point in Mistama, again, we said before, right, all these brises are concerned about Zugos. Again, Mistama, there was a Yuridos Hadoros, and people were not careful at some point, right? Again, it went from 10 to 2, 4, 6, 10 to 8 to 6 to 4, and perhaps even not people didn't care about it at all. Rav Dini bin Nehardah kapet afilu arushma de chavisa. Rav Dini bin Nehardah was very careful, even in terms of making marks on a barrel to kind of, they would do that to demonstrate how much wine was left. Hava udo baka chavisa, there was once when apparently a barrel burst because there was an even number of markings on the barrel. Okay, klal the mil, so the bottom line is called the pocket kapet behedya. If a person is careful, so then if a person thinks it's a thing, then it's a thing. You know, if a person is careful not to do Zugos, so then if he by accidentally drinks in Zugos, so then the demons will treat him, will perhaps, Rahman al-Islam, have issues with him. But the low-copied behedya, but if a person doesn't care, so then, the Shadim don't care about him. Michu meshash shmibai, but still, a person should be careful. There's a shayla whether that's part of the girsa, because we just said that you don't have to be careful, right? So, okay, fine. In a chenami, that a person perhaps should be careful, right? Discussion must be shown him whether the maskana of the Gemara is that you have to be careful for two or not. Okay, as the Gemara says, call the mil, so the rule is if you care about it, so then the demons will care about you, meaning if you don't care about it, so then it's not a thing and it won't be a thing for you and you don't have to worry. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, right, again from Eretz Yisrael, then Amar, he said, shtei beitzim u'shnei egozim u'shtei kishuin v'davar achar halacha moshe misinai. All these things with common twos. If you have two eggs, if you have two nuts, if you have two diluim, kishuim are zucchinis or gourds. V'davar achar, and something else, right, is going to be a lechol mashmi sina. We know that we have a tradition that is a problem. And for whatever reason, they didn't know what the last thing was on that list. Apparently, that's how we got the zugos, and because we weren't sure what it was, so they were careful not to do anything in pairs. And that's what we said before, that the 10, 8, 6, and 4 is not a big deal. That's in terms of demons, the shadim coming to get a person. But in terms of kshafim, if there's, for whatever reason, there are witches around doing this black magic, so then you still do need to be nervous. Kihada hu gavra degarshu debisu. There was once a person who divorced his wife, apparently, as you'll see in a second, with good reason. She went and she married someone who had a store somewhere. Every day, meaning her first husband, would go drink wine by, I guess, the new husband's store. I guess they were friendly, okay, or just that's the wine house that he visited. All right, and she would try, his old wife would try and do black magic on him, but he didn't do anything, right? He wasn't successful. Because he never would drink two cups of wine, he would always drink one, three, five, etc. Once he drank a little bit too much, he didn't realize how much he'd had. Because he was able to count up until 16 cups, apparently he could hold his liquor or his wine, I guess. But there he wasn't. After that, he wasn't clear. He wasn't careful, and afik de mezuga. And he ended up leaving right with a pair. Right, he had drank. I guess he had 20, 22, whatever it was. He had a pair an even number of cups of wine. Kevin Azul Gaspehu Taya, when he left, right, he saw some an Arab, and I'm like, Gamar Katiluhu the Azul Akha. He said, a dead man walking. Right, Azul the Chavki Ladikla, so the guy didn't feel so good, right, he went and he hugged a palm tree, apparently he was pretty drunk, and then Savach Dikla Upakahu, so apparently, and then he exploded. All right, so basically, not the greatest situation. Amar Ravavira says, Ka'aros v'kikaros in bem shum zugos. So if you have plates, or meaning a kara is a dish, really, meaning not an actual plate, but like a dish that's cooked on a plate, or some sort of dish of food, v'kikaros and bread, it's not an issue, there's no problem. Zugos, klal de milsa, and the rule is, kol she gemaro bide adam, in behem shum zugos. If people have finished making this stuff, meaning if it's baked or cooked or whatever it is, so then there's no issue of zugos, but gamar bide shemayim, but if it's something that Akash Baruch Hu made, mili mani de mechel chashinan. But in terms of food, then you are, we are nervous. Now, obviously, we pointed out that the wine that they used to drink was diluted. Right, it was wine, what was it? It was 1/4 wine and 3/4 water. That isn't that man-made. So now again, those are two heavenly made items that you put together, but that's it's not a tavshil or a dish. Some of that's a pshat. Chanus ein behem mishum zugos. A store is not a problem. Zugos, meaning if you go from one store to the next, you don't have to be nervous about drinking in two different bars or whatever. Nimlach ein behem mishum zugos. If a person changed his mind and didn't, between one cup and the next, that's not a problem. Oreach ein behem mishum zugos. If you're a guest. Meaning, as Rashbam explains, the guest doesn't know how much wine is in the house. So when he drinks one cup, right, he doesn't know if he's getting another one. Right? So Mistama, he changes his mind. That's considered as if he changed his mind. So that's not a problem of pairs. Isha in behem mishum zugos, you don't know. A woman doesn't have to worry about this stuff. Again, Rashbam says women usually don't drink so much anyway, so they're not necessarily, right? We assume that each new cup is a changed mind. Oh, I decided to have some more because they weren't really going to drink so much. Okay. V'yishu chashuv ha-chashinan, but apparently a chash of a woman, as we said before, right, by Haseba, right, all women nowadays are isha chashuva, perhaps, for this as well, I don't know, are also, they are accustomed to drinking decent amounts of wine, so there is a problem, you have to make sure. Amar avchina breder of Yeshua, ispargus, that's not asparagus, but that's a drink they used to, a drink they used to make from wine and cabbage. So mistarif latuva, that will combine for good, but mistarif lara, meaning if it's a second cup, then you're fine if it's because it's not going to be combined for good, for bad. And if you had two cups and then you drink this, then it will combine to count as a third cup. Right? You don't have to worry about zugos. Amar Avinu Mishmei Derava, zugi lechumra. If a person is not sure whether he had a pair, so then be machmir and make sure you have another cup. Vambri lay, and some people say no. Zuge lekula, that if you were not sure if you had two, then you shouldn't drink another cup. Because if you drink another one, so then you care about it, right? The Rashbam explains if you don't drink another cup, so that shows that, okay, I don't really care so much, whatever, so hopefully the shaytan will leave him alone. But if you drink another cup, dafka, to avoid zugos, so that shows that you're nervous about zugos, and if that ends up being an even number, so then you could have an issue. Amar Rav Yosef, said, trade dechamra v'chad shechar lo mitzdarif, two cups of wine and one cup of beer does not combine, meaning that you're still left with zugos, with two and even pair, but trade the shechar v'chad dechamra mitzdarif. But if you have two cups of beer and one cup of wine, that will get you to three. V'simaneich, and this is a way to remember it. It's a Mishnah. This is actually a Mishnah in Kalim. Right? This is the rule. Kol hamachuberlo. Right? Anything that is attached to it. Minachomer mimenu tame. If it's something that's more machmir. Again, there are different. If you look at the Mishnahs, there are some different items have different levels of tuma, different amounts. How big an item has to be. Let's say that Mishnah is specifically by clothing, by different fabrics. So how much of that item, how big does that item have to be mekabel tumah? Because again, it has to be useful. So something that's useful is mekabel tumah, something that's kleep, something that's not useful, so it's not mekabel tumah. So that will vary depending on the fabrics and what you're using. So if anything is more machmir, so then it will add on, it will make tumah, right? It will make something tameh if you combine one in the next thing. Minakao imenu, but if something is less machmir, meaning, so then it's not going to combine, meaning it's going to be tahor, then it's not going to combine to create the amount of size, the proper size that it needs to be mekabel tumah. So if you had, let's say, I don't know, reeds and sackcloth, I forget the examples over there. There's something like goat hair. There's also reeds and mats and animal skins, really different shitas. So if you have a bigger shita that requires more, so then it's not going to combine. But if you have a shita that requires less, then it will combine with to make the proper shear and be mekabel tuma. So same thing over here, meaning something that's more machmir, meaning wine, right, is more quote unquote chamor, is more susceptible to, has more chash of a drink. So it will combine with beer, and that will get you to three. But beer, which is not more chamor or more chasher than wine, beer will not change 2 cups of wine into 3 cups to make it okay. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav, just to finish up a little bit, Rav Nachman says, Trey kama tako v'chad atakam etzdarfe. If you have 2 cups before the table, meaning before the meal, and 1 cup at the meal, so that's going to combine. Meaning, and therefore, the 2 cups you drank before the meal are not going to be considered to be a pair. Chad mekami taka v'trei ataka lo mitzdarfin. If you have 1 when the table is in front of you, again, remember they used to lean on beds or on couches, and then they used to bring each person their own personal table. So when they're dealing with the meal, the table is in front of them. So if you tell me 1 drink, if you had chad mekami taka, if you had 1 cup before the meal, v'trei ataka, and then 2 during the meal, Lomit Starfin, and that does not combine, so that is also that you're going to have issue, because now you're only left with the 2 cups at the meal, and then you're going to have issues. Okay, just a quick, this is still the same topic. So Maskevla, Rav Masharshia, he said, I don't like that. He said, Atu, Anan, Tzkufe Taka Ka Beinan, Tzkufe Gavra Beinan. He said, I don't understand. What's Shaykh to the table? Right, the table, what do you mean? Before the meal, after the meal, during the meal, what are you talking about? Meaning, before the meal and during the meal doesn't combine, why not? I understand. Right? The person is the koveya here. Right? The tkuni gavra beitnan. The person is the one. And the person, v'gavra kamitakin v'kai, the person, once he drinks 3 cups, he's had 3 cups, what does it matter? The table was there, the table was not. I don't understand. Okay. The kuli alma, everybody agrees, trey ta'ataka v'chad, the boss of ta'ka l'mastarvi. But everybody agrees that if you drink 2 cups of wine at the meal, then 1 afterwards, let's say, after benching, whatever, so that is not going to combine. Because Kiai Maisa, the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, because that's a story about Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, that's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, that someone was sent to arrest Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and that person had 2 cups, and they took away the table, and apparently something weird happened to his face. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but that's something weird happened to his face. And Rabbah told the guy who ran the store, who ran the restaurant, to bring back the table and give him another cup of wine. Apparently, because if he would have just had another cup of wine without the table, that would be considered to be after the meal, right? And then that's 2 cups during the meal, 1 cup after the meal. That doesn't combine. So he brought back the table. It's as if they continued their meal. He had another cup, and then everything turned around okay with him. Okay, Shkoyach Korol Rabose, we'll stop here, and we'll go to Vayikra and the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.